To this story, a two-day conference for Czech expatriates has just come to a close in Prague. The event attracted hundreds of Czechs who left their homeland either because they were forced out by an unsympathetic regime, or they sought better living conditions abroad, or fell in love. Those are some of the reasons. The meeting gave expatriates a chance to share their experiences as well as to defend their interests. Rosie Johnston was there.
Expatriates came from countries as diverse as Norway, Croatia, Canada, and Australia to take part in the conference. This year's overarching theme was Czechs and Exile, 1948 and 1968, which found a particular resonance with Zora Fleischnerova. At 83, Miss Fleischnerova was perhaps the conference's oldest participant. She'd been living in Britain since the communist putsch in Czechoslovakia in 1948.
I came in September 47. For 6 months or a year, just to improve my English. After February 48, I decided to stay. I was with a family as an au pair. Then I returned to London and became part of the community, like going to Sokol, we students dancing every Saturday evening in the Czech club, where I met also my husband.
Members of Czech organisations such as Sokol from all around the world compared the ways that their local chapters worked. For Zora Fleischnerova, such an organisation was, for a long time, one of the few links she was able to retain with her homeland.
I was absolutely cut off from Czechoslovakia for 40 years.
What about the first time you came back after that time? How was that for you?
Well, it was great. It was great. It was unbelievable. I just happened to be in New York when I heard about it. I just wanted to jump to the ceiling and couldn't understand the rest of the people around me, that they were more interested in the football results instead of liberated Czechoslovakia.
The conference may have focused upon the anniversaries of 1948 and 1968, but those returning to Prague for the event emigrated at all sorts of different times and for all sorts of different reasons. Ika de Detrich, who now works as a journalist, came from Australia to attend the conference.
I migrated in 1984, but I officially asked for migration. I didn't escape as majority of people, perhaps here at the conference. I really wanted to migrate and wanted to go through official channels, which proved to be quite difficult. It took me almost 2 years to get me out, and without the intervention of the Australian government, I would be never allowed to leave the country, and perhaps until 89.
When you went to Australia, did you sort of find what you wanted there?
After almost 16 years, I was allowed in January 83 to visit my brother, who escaped in 1968 after the Russian invasion. And there I met my future husband. We got married, and I returned back to Prague to organize my stuff. And because we suffered, myself and my other brother, because of this brother escaping, I didn't want to do it to my brother the same way. So I asked for official migration to join my husband in Australia. But then communist government said no, that it's not in the interest of the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic for me to leave.
In what way did you and your brother suffer because you had this brother in Australia?
During the studies, I couldn't, for example, I was a student at Charles University here in Prague. I was studying languages. I could never travel even to Cuba in spite of the fact that I was best in Spanish. So there were many sort of restrictions. I know that I was followed, and especially after my marriage to my husband in Sydney, my phone was bugged and I had to leave my work and everything and work as a cleaner, so there were quite a few things.
One of the topics discussed at the meeting was the attitude of Czechs living in this country towards their fellow countrymen who left. Milan Kocourek, who spoke at the conference, sums up what he thinks is the problem.
Still, I think that the relationship between Czechs here and abroad is not very good at all. I still feel that even in the papers here, you have got attacks on emigres, and, you know, I think That Poles, for instance, they have much better relationship between those Polish people living in Poland and abroad. I feel that there is a very often still suspicion towards people who live abroad. And it is sad because, after all, we are only a small nation and we still are not very friendly to each other, those who live here and abroad.
In the 2 days which the conference spanned, topics as diverse as expatriate periodicals and the legal rights of Czechs abroad were discussed. Emigres were given a chance to reflect upon the historic events which forced them to leave the country and meet others who had shared a similar experience. And stories of Czechs from the furthest reaches of the globe converged in Prague, if just for a short while, before they all went their separate ways again.
Rosie Johnston with that